Aries, March 21 to April 19. I highly recommend the following experiences. 1. Ruminating about what you learned in a relationship that ended, and how those lessons might be useful now. 2. Ruminating about a beloved place you once regarded as home, and how the lessons you learned while there might be inspiring now. 3. Ruminating about a riddle that has long mystified you, and how clarifying insights you receive in the coming weeks could help you finally understand it. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. For those who escape hell, wrote Charles Bukowski, nothing much bothers them after that. Believe it or not, Taurus, I think that in the coming weeks, you can permanently escape your own personal version of hell, and never, ever have to return. I offer you my congratulations in advance. One strategy that will be useful in your escape is this idea from Bukowski. Stop insisting on clearing your head, clear your F**k King heart instead. Gemini. May 21 to June 20. Gemini paleontologist Louis Agassiz, 1807-1883, was a foundational contributor to the scientific tradition. Among his specialties was his hands-on research into the mysteries of fossilized fish. Though he was meticulously logical, he once called on his nightly dreams to solve a problem he faced. Here's the story. A potentially crucial specimen was largely concealed inside a stone. He wanted to chisel away the stone to get at the fossil, but was hesitant to proceed for fear of damaging the treasure inside. On three successive nights, his dreams revealed to him how he should approach the work. This information proved perfectly useful. Agassiz hammered away at the slab exactly as his dream suggested and freed the fossilized fish. I bring this marvel to your attention, Gemini, because I suspect that you, too, need to carve or cut away an obstruction that is hiding something valuable. Can you get help from your dreams? Yes, or else in deep reverie or meditation. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, will you flicker and sputter in the coming weeks, Cancerian? Or will you spout and surge? That is, will you be enfeebled by barren doubts, or will you embolden yourself with hearty oaths? Will you take nervous sips or audacious guzzles? Will you hide and equivocate, or else reveal and pounce? Dabble gingerly or pursue the joy of mastery? I'm here to tell you that which fork you take will depend on your intention and your willpower, not on the caprices of fate. So which will it be? Will you mope and fritter or untangle and illuminate? Leo, July 23, August 22. I applaud psychologists who tell us how important it is to feel safe. One of the most crucial human rights is the confidence that we won't be physically or emotionally abused. But there's another meaning of safety that applies to those of us who yearn to express ourselves creatively. Singer-songwriter David Bowie articulated the truth. If you feel safe in the area you're working in, you're not working in the right area. Always go a little further into the water than you feel you're capable of being in. Go a bit out of your depth, and when you don't feel that your feet are quite touching the bottom, you're in the right place to do something exciting. I think this is a wise strategy for most of us, even those who don't identify as artists. Almost everyone benefits from being imaginative and inventive and even a bit daring in their own particular sphere. And this will be especially applicable to you in the coming weeks, Leo. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22. You are in the sweet, deep phase of the receiving season. And so you have a right and a duty to show the world you are ready and available to be blessed with what you need and want. I urge you to do everything necessary to become a welcoming beacon that attracts a wealth of invigorating and healing influences. For inspiration, read this quote by author John Steinbeck. It is so easy to give, so exquisitely rewarding. Receiving, on the other hand, if it be well done, requires a fine balance of self-knowledge and kindness. It requires humility and tact and great understanding of relationships. It requires a self-esteem to receive, a pleasant acquaintance and liking for oneself. Libra, September 23, October 22, Libran poet E.E. Cummings wrote that daffodils know the goal of living is to grow. Is his sweet sentiment true? I would argue it's only partially accurate. I believe that if we want to shape our destinies with courage and creativity, we need to periodically go through phases of decay and decline. They make periods of growth possible. So I would say, the goal of life is to grow and wither and grow and wither and grow. Is it more fun to grow than to wither? Maybe. But sometimes, withering is educational and necessary. Anyway, Libra, I suspect you are finishing a time of withering and will soon embark on a series of germinations and blossoms. Scorpio, October 23-November. 21. All of us have elements of genius. Every person on the planet possesses at least one special talent or knack that is a gift to others. It could be subtle or unostentatious, like a skill for communicating with animals or for seeing what's best in people. Or maybe it's more spectacular, like composing beautiful music or raising children to be strong and compassionate. I mention this, Scorpio, because the coming weeks will be an excellent time to identify your unique genius in great detail, and then nurture it and celebrate it in every way you can imagine. Sagittarius, November 22 Dec. 21. The emblem associated with Sagittarius is an archer holding a bow with the arrow pointed upwards. This figure represents your tribe's natural ambition to always aim higher. I bring this to your attention because your symbolic quiver is now full of arrows. But what about your bow? Is it in tip-top condition? I suggest you do some maintenance. Is the bowstring in perfect shape? Are there any tiny frays? Has it been waxed recently? And what about the grip? Are there any small cracks or wobbles? Is it as steady and stable as it needs to be? I have one further suggestion as you prepare for the target shooting season. Choose one or at most two targets to aim at rather than four or five. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 19, it's prime time to feel liberated from the urge to prove yourself to anyone. It's a phase when your self-approval should be the only kind of approval you need, a period when you have the right to remove yourself from any situation that is weighed down with gloomy confusion or apathetic passivity. This is exciting news. You have an unprecedented opportunity to recharge your psychic batteries and replenish your physical vitality. Aquarius, January 20, Feb. 18. I suspect you can now accomplish healthy corrections without getting tangled up in messy karma. Here are my recommendations. 1. As you strive to improve situations that are awry or askew, act primarily out of love rather than guilt or pity. 2. Fight tenderly in behalf of beautiful justice, but don't fight harshly for ugly justice. 3. Ask yourself how you might serve as a kind of divine intervention in the lives of those you care about, and then carry out those divine interventions. Pisces, February 19 to March 20. In describing her process, Piscean sculptor Anne Trout wrote, "The most demanding part of living a lifetime as an artist is the strict discipline of forcing oneself to work steadfastly along the nerve of one's own most intimate sensitivity. I propose that many Pisceans, both artists and non-artists, can thrive from living like that. The coming weeks will be an excellent time to give yourself to such an approach with eagerness and devotion. I urge you to think hard and feel deeply as you ruminate on the question of how to work steadfastly along the nerve of your own most intimate sensitivity. Homework. What element is most lacking in your life right now? Your assignment. Get more of it. Newsletter.freewillastrology.com.